We are doing Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph. Masechet Brachos, we left off on the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amar Beis. Va'amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Lama Nismechu Ahalim L'Nechalim. Why are tents mentioned right next to Nechalim, to rivers, brooks, waterways? Tachsiv, after all, the Pasuk does say, and this is the Pasuk where the tents and the waterways are, Kanechalim Nitayu Kiganos Aleinar Ka'ahalim Nata Hashem Karozim Aleimayim. So you see Ka'ahalim and Kanechalim together in the same Pasuk. What does one have to do with the other? They don't seem at all alike. Lomel Chatitichu Man Nechalim Malin Asadim Yitumel Tara. Just like a Nachal has the ability to elevate a person from Tumah to Tahara, it serves as a source of purity, as a mikvah, a mayan. Af ohalim malin asadam mikav chova lekav schus. So too an ohel can elevate a person from kav chova to kav schus. What does it mean, kav chova to kav schus? There's two sides of the scale. The side of the scale, the kaf, is the kli that appears on each side of the scale. The one that's, like you see on Rosh Hashanah time. So it brings a person over to the kaf schus when he's in an ohel. What kind of ohel? Zakrashi, top line, af ohalim, bate midrashos. That a person goes to the Beis Medrash, it has the ability to bring him to Kaf Zuchus. In what way? How does it do that? What is the learning Torah? Doesn't any mitzvah have the ability to bring him to Kaf Chav LeKaf Zuchus? Well, what do we know about the special impact of Talmud Torah? Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara, the Gemara says in several places in Shas, Baruch LaTara Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah as the Tavlin for the Yetzer, the antidote to the Yetzer. So if a person finds that he's ending up LeKav Chova too many times, engage in Torah. In Pagu B'cha Menuvel Zeh, the Gemara says, if this Menuvel, the Yetzer Hara, comes and attacks you, what do? Mashcheu, the Beis HaMedrash. Bring him to the Beis HaMedrash. That has the unique ability to overpower him. Okay. HaKori L'mafreya Lo Yotzeh. You say Kriya Shema out of order, you're not Yotze. What does it mean, out of order? So I would have thought it means you say the second parasha before the first, or maybe you say the psukim out of order. Rashi says on the Mishnah, Hakari L'mafrei Lo Yotze, you know Rashi says it means? That you read, and the Rashi's not here, it's on the Gimel, I think. Well, it means that you say the words completely out of order, like you just jumble all the words. So that in a way that doesn't even make sense. That's what Kari L'mafreya means. That's quite a chiddush. You need a Mishnah to tell me that you're not Yotze with that? Of course you're not Yotze with that. But anyway, that's how Rashi understands L'mafreya. That someone says Kriya Shema, L'mafreya is not Yotze. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yassi have a kokatrin le'ganana the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yassi were busy making the chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. They were tying the chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. Amr Lahu, so he said to them, you know, while you guys are busy working here on my chuppah, I have an idea. As a way of entertaining you, they didn't have Yud Torah then at the time, so you couldn't just take out a smartphone and play them a shir. He said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run to the Beis Medrash. I'll listen to whatever they're saying in the Beis Medrash. Then I'll come back and I'll tell you what they said in the Beis Medrash. And we'll be like, you know, you'll be able to learn Torah as you're doing this. So he went to the Beis Medrash and he found a teacher of Tanaic teachings saying in front of Rabbi Yochanan, "Kara v'ta'a ve'eini yodei aleichan ta'a." If a person is saying Kriya Shema and he got confused and he's not sure where he's holding in Kriya Shema, so the Bach adds something over here. Yachzul Rosh, go back to the beginning. The Bach adds, but if he's Be'emtza Perek, Yachzul Tchilas Perek. He knows he's in the middle of the paragraph of Vayim Shema. He just has no idea where. So what does he do? Go back to the beginning of that paragraph. Bain Perek Leperek, he knows he's in between paragraphs. He just doesn't know which two paragraphs he's in between. Yachzul Leperek Rishon. Go back to the earlier point. Bain Ksiva L'Ksiva. What does that mean, Ksiva L'Ksiva? Chsavtam. Good. Yachzul L'Ksiva Rishona. He should go back to the first one. You always go back to the earliest point that you possibly could have been holding at, and that's where you continue. That's only if you didn't, by rote, by force of habit, jump right into the Man Yirbu Yimeichem. But if you find yourself saying the Man Yirbu Yimeichem, then probably the Uchsavtam that you were up to was what? Was the second one, right? Because that if you by rote, by force of habit, you just jumped right into the Man Yirbu Yimeichem, probably you were up to the later part of Kriya Shema Avol Pasach. But the Man Yirbu Yimeichem Sirchinaket Vasi. If you already saw the Man Yirbu Yimeichem, you could assume that you just followed habit, that you just went with habit. That's why if a person, let's say in 2 weeks from now, isn't sure whether he said Mashav Baruch Mar Dagashem, what does he do? He assumes that he said it. Why? Because he's already in the habit, 30 days, 3 Shemoneh Esrei's a day, saying, Mashvarach Mar Hageshem. How does one develop a habit? 30 days is the halacha. That's what we assume.
Ram Rutenberg quoted.
So that's Ram Rutenberg quoted in the Torah, right? That based on the Gemara Baba Kama, the Mishnah Baba Kama, that Kirev Nigichosav, Richeg Nigichosav Chayev, Kirev Nigichosav Lo Kolshkein. When it comes to making a Shara Muad, an animal gores 3 times in 3 different days, it becomes a Shara Muad. What if it gores 3 times in 1 day? So one of the Tanaim holds, Machlok, is one of the Tanaim holds, if Richeg Nigichosav Chayev, if goring 3 times in 3 different days shows that he's a Muad, so if he does it 3 times in 1 day, then he's obviously a crazy animal. He's obviously even more in the habit of goring. So that's what some of the Rishonim say, that if you say 90 times the brachas with Mashav Ruach Mar Hageshem, even if you say it all in 1 day, you don't develop the habit over 30 days. That's enough to develop the habit. In Rav Mordechai Willick Shul in Riverdale, and on Simchas Torah, when they sing and they dance around the bima, they sing. Oh yeah? They sing the paragraph with Mashav Ruach Mar Hageshem, and that way they don't have any sekos. They sing it 90 times. They just keep singing it over and over and over again, so they don't have that issue anymore. So so they said to him, that's what he came back from the Beis Medrash to report to them while they were building the chuppah. He said, Ilu lo banu l'shmo davrzeh, dayenu. Forget about any wedding we came for or anything like that. Just to come hear that halacha, awesome. Worth it. It's worth it for that one halacha. Main point number one, the ohel of the Beis Medrash is like a river in that it elevates a person. Number two, if you're not sure where you're up to in Shema, go back to the earliest possible place, unless you find that you said Leman Yirbu, unless you find that you just habitually went into Leman Yirbu Yimech. Good, new Mishnah. A worker who's working for somebody else should say Kriya Shema at the top of a tree. Does not come down from the tree. Says Kriya Shema on the top of the tree that he's working and on the top of a nidvach. What's a nidvach, Rashi says? It is a building. Binyan shalavanim. A stone building. Masha'enan rasha'en lasos kein betfila. But you're not allowed to do that with davening. You can't daven at the top of a tree. At the top of Nidvach. Why not? So it says Rashi, Tzulusa Rachamihi. Because to daven, you're asking for Rachamei Shemayim. Ubay Kavana, and it requires an intense level of Kavana. Hilkachain Mispalin Broshi Ilan Broshi Nidvach, the Mistafi Dilmanafli. You're going to be afraid the whole time, maybe you fall. Because it's difficult to stand there. So the fear, the terror, is going to stop you from being able to daven properly. Chasson patim rekriyashma, back in the Mishnah. Chasson patim rekriyashma laila rishon avad motzoi Shabbos. A chasson is patim rekriyashma on the first night that he gets married, all the way until motzoi Shabbos im lo asamaisa. If he has not yet had to be a rishona, so his exemption continues straight through motzoi Shabbos. When does he get married? When are we assuming he got married? Not the assumption of Chazal. Wednesday night, right? Where is that Mishnah? First Mishnah in Meseches Ksuvos. Sula Niseis Yamarvi. There was a story once with Rabbi Gamliel, Shanasi Isha, he got married to a woman, Baruch Hashem, Vakara Laila Rishona, and he said Kriya Shema on the first night. Amar lo Talmid, his Talmidim said to him, Matana Rabbeinu, Shechasim Patim Kriya Shema. Wait, Rabbi, you taught us that a Chasim is Patim Kriya Shema on the first night. I'm not listening, I'm not going to stop being Mekabel Malach Shemaim even for one night, no way, no how. So what kind of answer is that? Meaning that, is he saying, the halacha is that I don't say Kriya Shema, but I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway? Or is he saying that there's a certain type of person who is so in love with Malchus Shemayim, is so focused on Malchus Shemayim, that for him it's okay, even on the first night, because we assume that he's going to have the focus. So read it as you wish. From Kriya Shema Lamita. You're assuming this is Kriya Shema Lamita, which may not be a bad assumption, because the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara over here quotes from the Sefer Pardis of Rashi that says that this whole exemption is only for Kriya Shema Lamita. He says, because that's when you're going to be distracted by the Bi'ur Rishona, when you're Alamita. But he says, the Kriya Shema and the Beis HaKnesses, of course you got to say Kriya Shema and the Beis HaKnesses. But then he says, that's probably assuming that they were davening Marav really early when it was still daytime outside. Rashi Lishi Tasa, right? And that's why they were the real Kriya Shema was Kriya Shema Lamita. So that's why we were saying that you're part from Kriya Shema Lamita. But nowadays you're part anyway from Kriya Shema Lamita, meaning the real Kriya Shema you say is in Shul, so everyone's going to be chayiv in that Kriya Shema no matter what. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo quotes. Another interesting point over here, the Maritz Chayis quotes, how did they question the Rebbe? Madatana Rabbeinu, Rebbe, you taught us. They didn't say, Rebbe, you're wrong, you're gay, you're shagits, how could you do that? They said, Rebbe, you taught us. So the Maritz Chayis suggests, if you look in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam, Perikei, Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, what do you do if you see your Rebbe over al Divrei Torah? You see your Rebbe violating some halacha. So Omer lo, limaditeni Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us Rebbe, etc. So the Kesef Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get this halacha? It doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. That when you see your Rebbe violating Divrei Torah, that's the way to say something to him. You know what it does appear in Maseches Kiddushin? It talks about if you see a parent violating the Torah. That's what he talked about. So Kesef Mishnah says, oh, the Rambam probably just got it from a parent and, you know, copy-paste. Apply what it says by a parent to what it says over here. But says Maritz Chayis, no, he didn't. He didn't get it from the story of by a parent. Where did he get it from? Brachos Tezayin Amin Aleph. That's where he got it from. The Talmidei Rebbe Gamliel. This is a Maisa Rav. They saw what the Rebbe was doing wrong, and that's the way they approached the Rebbe. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Ho'umnin Karin Barosh Ilan Barosh Nidvach. The workers can say Kriya Shema while they're on top of a tree, on top of a stone structure. Umispalin Barosh Zayis Barosh Tater. They're even allowed to daven if they're on top of an olive tree or a fig tree. What is it about an olive tree and a fig tree that they could daven in them? Rashi says, it's very easy to stand in those trees. You're not going to lose focus. You're not going to be terrified. It's not going to take away your kavana. But any other tree, if you want to daven, got to get down from the tree first. But if you are the balabayis, meaning you are not working for someone else, you work for yourself, so then you go down from the tree. You do not stay in the tree and daven, because you're not going to be able to no matter what kind of tree it is, because you're not going to be able to focus. Tulsa says, wait a second, there's another reason why you should get down from the tree. Remember we once said, Mimamakim Krasich Hashem, what do we learn from Mimamakim Krasich Hashem? You should daven in a low place. Daf Yud, we said, you're not supposed to daven in a high place. You're supposed to daven in low. Isn't that a good enough reason to go down from a tree? So Tosa's answer is just very, very partial. He says, Mimamakim Krasich Hashem, is there a mitzvah to build a shul in the lowest elevation in the town? Is there a mitzvah to dafka have a shul in a basement? No, what do? The shul dafka is not allowed to be in a basement. It's got to be on the top floor. The shul should be, ideally, if you're building a city, the shul should be the highest place in town. Where my grandfather lives in Rehovot. So when they built the city, the base Knesset HaGadol of Rehovot, there are like 400 shuls in the city, but the base Knesset HaGadol is in the highest place. It's on like this hilltop, in the highest place in town. That's how it's supposed to be. What happens to Mimamakim? No, Mimamakim means within the room. Within the room, you go to a low place. Don't stand on a chair. Don't stand on a table. You're in a tree, it's considered like being in a second floor. It's not considered like you're in a high place within the room. It's not like standing on a chair. It's an important chilek. If it's part of the furniture, so then you're meaning part of what's built in, it's not just furniture that's movable, then it's considered that you're just in an elevated room. But if you're standing on movable furniture, that's considered that you're not mimamakim. Rami le Rav Mari Barad Bashmuel Rava. Rav Mari Barad Bashmuel asked the following contradiction question to Rava. What a strange name. What's his name? Rav Mari Barad Bashmuel? What kind of way is that to refer to a guy? How do we normally say? Yeah, this guy, the son of that guy. Who's his father? Don't know. I know who his mother is. His mother's Shmuel's daughter. What is that? Says Rashi. Very strange, Rashi says. B'kama makomos karile Baruchel. Other places we call him Mari Baruchel. Equally strange, calling him by his mother's name. You ever call someone to the Torah as the son of their mother? Ubas Shmuel Haisa. His mother happened to be the daughter of Shmuel, but here's the story. There's a backstory here. Vin Mishvei Slavena Amim. She was held captive by non-Jews, Kedam Brik Subis. Ubala Echad, and one of her captors was Boel her. Vinis Abraham, and she became pregnant from him. V'achar kach nesgayer, the guy ultimately converted. Ushmei Isra, and his name is Isra, because I mean Babasra, Rav Mari Brei, or Rosh Shalom B'Kdusha Hava. When he was conceived, his father was not Jewish. L'kach lo hayinikra al shem aviv. So they didn't call him by his father's name, they called him by his mother or his maternal grandfather's name. So he asked the following stira. Got to pay attention to the name sometimes, you know? Like you could just go right past it without noticing. Ah, it's a name. No, it's not just a name. It's a weird name. Got to pay attention. So Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, the workers should say Kriya Shema on the top of a tree, the top of a stone structure. Alma lobai kavana. Apparently, you don't need kavana for Kriya Shema. Urim minhi, but I'll ask you stira. Kriya Shema tsaruch shei chavinas libo. When you say Shema, you do need kavana. Shnemar Shema Yisrael, no maraskes of Shema Yisrael. Mala alan baskes, afkan baskes. That just like over there, it's got to be with focus. So over here also, it's got to be with focus. You got to be focused on Shema. So ishtik. He didn't say anything. Amalei, midish mielachba. You hear anything good about kavana in trees? Amalei, halchi yam rav sheshes v'hu shabetelin mi malachdan v'karin. That the only time you read at the top of a tree is if otherwise it's going to cost you from doing your work. So you're allowed to say Kriya Shema and stop your work in order to say Kriya Shema. You're in the middle of working on top of the tree. You could stop your work and say Kriya Shema. Iva Tanya Beisilam Oskin b'malachtan v'karin. But didn't Beis Hillel say you're supposed to continue working and say Kriya Shema? Don't stop your work. Answer Gemara Lo Kasha. Ha biperek rishon. Ha biperek sheni. In the first paragraph of Shema, you need kavana. Got to stop your work. Second paragraph of Shema, don't need kavana. Don't have to stop your work. Says Tosfos, first paragraph? Not really. Not the first paragraph. Which part really needs kavana? First pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what it really means, says Tosos. Dibur Maskel Ha. Tan Rabbanan. Hapolim Shayos Melach Yisrael Balabais. Workers who work for a Balabais. They work for a boss. Korin Kriya Shema Umavarchan Lefanel Lachra. They say Shema. And they say the Birchus Kriya Shema before and after. Vochlim Pita. And they eat their bread. Umavarchan Lefanel Lachra. They say Brachus before and after. Umispalin Tfilah Shal Shemana Esrei. They daven all 18 Brachus Shemana Esrei. But they don't go and become a shliach tzibur and take extra time. No chazanas. Ve'ein nosin kapeyam. They also do not do birch kohanim. So I ask the Gemara, wait, you said they're allowed to say all 18 brachos shemon esrei? They're working for someone else, they're on someone else's time, and they're allowed to say all 18 brachos? Vahatanya, we learned in the Braisa, me'ein yurchas. What does me'ein yurchas mean? An abbreviated version of shemon esrei. A single bracha that encapsulates all the themes of the 18 brachas of Shemona Esrei, but not 18 full brachas. So I'm Rav Sheshes Lokasha, Har Rabban Gamliel, Har Rabbi Yeshua, it's a machlokas from Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, whether there's such a thing as saying an abbreviated version of Shemona Esrei. Ask the Gemara I Rabbi Yeshua, if you're saying like Rabbi Yeshua, the abbreviated version, my ear Yapolin. Afilu Kol Adam Nami. Why is it only a worker that could say the abbreviated version? Rabbi Yeshua holds anybody can. Eli Edividi Rabbi Gamliel. No, it's all Rabbi Gamliel. Lo kasha. Kan ba'usin bischaran, kan ba'usin bishudasan. It depends what these workers work for. If they work for money, they get paid money, then they should not stop working to say the long Shemona Esrei, say a short one. But if they get paid with food only, they're just given meal money or meals, then they stop. They're allowed to stop. It's understood that they're allowed to stop to say a full Shemona Esrei. And Vahatanya, what does Vahatanya normally mean? We learned it. It always means we learned it in a Braisa, but there are two ways to say it. One way to say it is, but we learned it in a Braisa. The other way is, yeah, and we learned it in a Braisa. So how do you, one is Bitmiha, and one is Binichusa. So Rashi says right away, Vahatanya, Binichusa. This price is going to demonstrate to us that there's a difference between a worker who's working for money and a worker who's working for food. How does it demonstrate? Let's see it. Hapolim shayosim melachetz abalabais. Workers who are working for a balabais. It's amazing, these halachos, that if you're working, that you're not even allowed to take the time it takes potentially to say Shemona Esrei. How long does it take you to say Shemona Esrei? If you're really from 5 minutes, What are we talking about over here? How long does it take to do all your shopping on Amazon and surfing the net and looking at all the YouTube clips and everything else that people do while they're at work? More than 5 minutes. You know, people have no problem being vata. That there's no sugya about, right? That's understood. That you're working on someone else's time. You're not allowed to do things like that. But anyway, so Paulim shayos malachis al balabais. Koran kriyashma umispalun. They should say kriyashma and davin. Vochlin pita and they could eat their bread. Vein vochlin v'na'avim vochlin acharashtayim. They don't say bracha rishona, but they say two of the brachas of benching. How many brachas of benching are there? There are four. Three that are daraisa and one that's drabanan. So which two do they say? So ketzad, how do they say benching? Bracha rishona kitikuna. First bracha they say as normal. The second bracha they sort of combine with the third. They ignore the bracha drabanan, but the second and third brachas they combine together as one. These are brachas daraisa. How can you mess around with them? Says Tosos in the bottom Tosos. Yesh koach biyad cham lakor davar min haTorah. The Chum have the ability to tell you to be okedav min haTorah, to uproot something from the Torah. But here's the reason why we quoted this whole brisa. When is all this true? Ba'osin bischara, and that's if they're working for payment. Avalosin b'sudasim, if they're working for meals. Oh, shayabalabais mesav yaman, or the boss is eating with them. Mevarchim kitikuna. Then you say normal brachas. What was the last main point we did? We only had two so far, right? So number three, if you're at the top of the tree, you can say Shema, but you cannot daven unless it's a very secure tree and you are not the balabais. So if you're at the top of the tree, you can say Shema, but no davening unless it's a very secure tree and you're not the balabais. Number four, you have to stop work for the first parasha of Shema, but not the second. And what did we learn? We learned in Tosos that it means the first pasuk, really. Number five, people who work for just food can stop to daven the full Shmona Esrei. But if they get paid, they have to say Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Let's try to get all the way to the Mishnah. This next little piece should sound familiar. If it doesn't, then you know you really need Chazara. Chasen patr from Kriyashma. Chasen is patr from Kriyashma. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. B'shivtecha b'veisacha, you should say Shema when you're sitting in your house. Prat losik b'mitzvah. But not if you're busy doing a mitzvah. Ovlatcha v'darach, you should say Shema while you're traveling on the road. Prat l'chasen. But not if you're a chasen. Mikan amru, according to the pasula patr v'salman l'chayiv. We see from here, someone who marries a pasula, Potter from Shema. But if you marry an almana, you're chayiv in Shema. My mashma, where do you see that from here? You read the pasuk, say Shema when you're sitting in your house, when you're traveling on the road. Ah, oh, I see, when you get married, you're potter. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter. How do you see that? Amrav papa ki derech, because it's telling you to say Shema when you're doing things that are similar to the experience of traveling. Ma derech rishus, just like traveling is leisure, af hachanami rishus. So too, over here also, you only say Kriya Shema when you are doing a leisurely activity. But if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to say Shema. Ask the Gemara, is traveling necessarily leisure? What kind of person are you that you only travel for leisure? You never ever travel to do a mitzvah? Milo askinen dekaz ledvar mitzvah, couldn't we possibly be talking about that the guy is traveling for the sake of a mitzvah? And still the Torah says, say Shema. Says Mar Imkein Lemakra Bilechas. If that were the case, the Torah would have said Bilechas. My Bilechtecha. Why did it say Bilechtecha? You're traveling. Shema Mina Bilechtidach the Mechavis of the Mitzvah Petiras. We see from there that when you're doing your traveling, you have to say Shema. You're doing mitzvah traveling, you don't have to say Shema. Frakti Gemara, okay. So any mitzvah that you're doing, you don't have to say Shema. You know what's a mitzvah? Marrying a Basula is a mitzvah. You know what else is a mitzvah? Marrying an almana, that's also a mitzvah. So why is it that when you marry an almana, you're chayiv in Shema? I thought whenever you're doing a mitzvah, you're patur from Shema. Ring a bell? Yeah, sounds familiar? Learned this well once. Iyachi, my ir ya akonis is a besula, fil konis almana nami. Why is it only when you marry a besula? When you marry an almana, it's also a mitzvah. Answers Gemara, hacha tarid v'hacha lo tarid. Marrying a besula is very distracting. you'll be preoccupied. Marrying an almana, not so distracting. You'll be able to maintain focus. Oh, I get it, says the Gemara. So whenever you lose focus, you don't have to say Shema. Whenever anything is getting in your head, you're distraught about the elections, you don't have to say Shema. Well, if that's the case, and you had a bad investment, you're not going to have to say Shema. But is that true? You know who's really distracted, who's really going to have a hard time focusing? An Avel. You know what an Avel's got to do? All the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for one, but pretty much 612 mitzvahs in the Torah, an Avel's got to do. So don't tell me a distracted person doesn't have to do mitzvahs. Alama Amar Rabbi Yav Bar Zivda Amar Rav, Avel Chayiv Bekol Mitzvahs Hamuros B'Torah. An Avel's got to do everything, even though he's very distracted. Totally parenthetically, we just happened to mention the one thing that he's not obligated to do, but that's not really the point over here. The point is that he is obligated to do 612 mitzvahs. We just happened to mention, parenthetically, chutz min ha-tefillin shrei nemar ben pe'er, shenemar perecha chavish alecha, that he doesn't have to wear tefillin because it's called a pe'er. But that's not our point. Our point is, don't tell me distracted people are putter from mitzvahs, because an avel is very distracted, and he's chayiv in mitzvahs. And says the Gemara, Amri hasam tirda de rishos, hacha tirda de mitzvah. There's a difference between the avel's tirda, which is not a mitzvah for him to be distracted, and the tirda of a mitzvah of a chasa. It's a very great chiddush, the Gemara is saying, that an avel's tirda is not a mitzvah. It's a very great chiddush. And the chasan's tirda is a mitzvah. Last main point, a chasan's potter from Kriyat Shema on the first night, but Rav Gamliel said Kriyat Shema anyway on the night of his wedding.